From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo clarifies ban on CPO and cooking oil export. Indonesia and China to boosters cooperation to combat transnational crimes. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo explained on Wednesday why his administration has decided to ban the export of cooking oil and its raw materials, such as crude palm oil, CPO. He does want to emphasize that for the government, the essential needs of the community are the highest priority. This is the government's consideration every time it makes a decision. This was clarified by President Joko Widodo in a video broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel, as reported by Antara. He also pointed out that cooking oil export have been banned across Indonesia, including in bonded zones, to ensure domestic availability across Indonesia. The Indonesian government is committed to enhancing cooperation with the Chinese government to tackle transnational crime. This was stated by Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Hamonongan Lauli in his statement while receiving a courtesy visit from Ambassador of China to Indonesia, Liu Kang, at the ministry's office in Jakarta on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. He has also explained this collaboration is motivated by the major role played by China in helping Asian countries to address transnational crimes. As an Asian dialogue partner country, China is playing a key role in assisting Asian member countries in managing transnational crime more effectively. Hence, collaboration in the sector must be enhanced. The Secretary General of the Health Ministry, concurrently head of the G20 Health Working Group, Kunta Wibawa Dasanugraha, has said that 5 recommendations on health funding for pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response have been identified by the grouping. The 5 recommendations are domestic funding, global funding for low and middle-income countries, global funding for public good, global funding for dealing with pandemics, and funding from the World Health Organization, WHO. This was stated by Kunta Wibawa at the 2022 CSIS Global Dialogue on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. He has also said that the government will complete the discussion and explore options on how to prioritize the PPR of prevention, preparedness, and response components of the pandemic that need to be funded, and define the criteria for the recipients of funds that can strengthen efforts to find, detect, and respond to future health emergencies. Indonesia being appointed to host the 7th Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reductions, or GPDRR, indicates an improvement in the country's resilience against disasters. This was affirmed by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, escorted by Antara on Wednesday. He also stated that Indonesia is one of the countries that implements the best COVID-19 pandemic mitigation in the world. He assessed that the difference in disaster mitigation attempts in handling various disasters can be adopted as a guide in preparing disaster risk mitigation plans to develop a more resilient and sustainable world, as well as to expedite the recovery process. Let's move it on to the international news. The European Commission says Russia's decision to cut off gas export to Poland and Bulgaria is an instrument of blackmail. As reported by BBC.com, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that the move showed Russia's unreliability as a supplier. But the Kremlin said Russia had been forced into action by the unfriendly steps of Western nations. Europe depends on Russia for more than a third of its gas needs, and state energy giant Gazprom holds a monopoly on pipeline supplies in Russia. While many European countries have taken steps to wean themselves off Russia's oil imports, since it invaded Ukraine, Russia had continued to supply a large amount of gas to many European countries. A former U.S. Marine held in a Russian jail since 2019 has been released in a prisoner swap. U.S. and Russian officials confirmed on Wednesday that Trevor Reed is on his way back to the U.S., as reported by BBC.com. In exchange, Russia's foreign ministry secured the release of Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian national jailed on drug smuggling charges. The Reed family said in a statement that their prayers have been answered. They said the Marine would tell his story publicly after addressing the myriad of health issues brought on by conditions he was subjected to in his Russian gulag. President Joe Biden said he had been delighted to share the news of Mr. Reed's return with his parents. South Korea's Finance Minister Hong Nam-ki warned on Thursday of steps to stabilize the local foreign exchange market if needed, saying the won's decline in recent days had been too fast. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, according to a statement from the ministry, Hong Nam-ki told a scheduled meeting of senior economic officials that the government is closely monitoring and will make efforts to stabilize the market if needed. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On the Indonesian Embassy in Khartoum holds a joint learning with the Sudanese Sharia Economic Community.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: the Indonesian Embassy in Khartoum holds a joint learning with the Sudanese Sharia Economy Community. Listeners, the Islamic economy in Indonesia in 2021 grew rapidly. Currently, Indonesia has risen to fourth in the world for development of Islamic finance after Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Meanwhile, Islamic financial assets in Indonesia are ranked seventh in the world with total assets worth $99 billion. To support the Islamic economy and finance ecosystem, the Indonesian Embassy in Khartoum, in collaboration with the Special Region Management of the Sudanese Sharia Economy Community, had a series of online learnings related to Islamic economics and finance from 22nd to 24th April 2022. The resource person for the online learnings were Al-Fatih Gesan Pananjung, MBA, and Dr. Ahmad Ashad Mahmud, who is a senior lecturer at the Bahrain Institute for Banking and Finance, and Dr. Muhammad Rizki Primasakti, an assistant professor in Islamic Finance at the University College of Bahrain. The three speakers presented materials on the introduction of Islamic economics, contemporary products of Islamic finance, and risk management in the Islamic banking and finance sector. Indonesian Ambassador to Khartoum, Sunarko, in his speech said that this activity is very timely and expected to provide benefits in the development of Sharia economy, especially among the younger generation, as Indonesia's demographic bonus. Sunarko further stated that the Indonesian government encouraged the development of the Sharia economy through several strategies, such as the preparation of Sharia economic regulations, the development of the halal industry, the development of the Sharia finance industry, the development of Sharia social funds, expansion of Sharia business activities, management of zakat potential, and management of the Sharia capital market. He also mentioned that the role of Islamic boarding schools is a driving force for the Sharia economy, so that it is expected that the growth of the Sharia economic sector will increase from the current growth rate of 6.8%. By holding this activity, it is hoped that the understanding of Islamic economics and finance among the Indonesian diasporas in Sudan, in the Middle East and Africa can improve. Thus, this will be able to make a positive contribution to development of the Islamic economy in Indonesia. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we start today in history with the event on April 28, 1949, about the death of Chairil Anwar. Chairil Anwar is a prominent Indonesian poet. He is estimated to have written 96 works, including 70 poems. Along with Asrul Sani and Rifai Apin, he was crowned by Habib Yasin as a pioneer of the 45 generation as well as modern Indonesian poetry. He is nicknamed Sri Bintang Jalang, or in English means the wild beast, from his work entitled Aku. His poetry concerned various themes ranging from rebellion, that individualism and existentialism to an infrequently multiple interpretation. Hyrule's works have also been translated into many foreign languages, including English, German, Russian, and Spanish. The date of his death, April 28, is commemorated as National Poetry Day. Let's move to the event on April 28, 1952, when the Taipei Treaty was signed. The Sino-Japanese Peace Treaty, commonly known as the Taipei Treaty, was signed in Taipei, Taiwan on April 28, 1952, and entered into force on August 5th of the same year. This treaty officially marked the end of the Sino-Japanese War, which lasted from 1937 until 1945. The Treaty Taipei was unilaterally cancelled by the Japanese government on September 29, 1972. We end today's history with the event about World Occupational Safety and Health Day. Originally in North America, April 28 was a day to remember workers who died, maimed, injured, or became unwell as a result of their work. In 2001, the International Labour Organization, or ILO, as part of the United Nations, recognize April 28 as the Day of Remembrance of Workers and declare it the World Day of Occupational Safety and Health. In 2002, the ILO announced that 28 April should be an official day of observance in the United Nations system. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Every day a new beginning, head up 'cause the day you're winning. but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe. Too bad the past will never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up, everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, just repeat this. Everyone has to know, everyone has to know. Everyone has to know, everyone has to know.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BMKG provides weather into cross the Idul Fitri 2022 homecoming route. The agency meteorology deputy Guswanto said in Jakarta Wednesday that the info given included flight weather and a three-hourly early warning across the homecoming routes in Java, Sumatra and Kalimantan. Besides, the agency also provides weather info for people who use sea transport about tide and port-to-port routes. According to Guswanto, this will comfort the people during the homecoming and the Idul Fitri holidays. The service could be accessed through the Info BMKG app, call center, and the BMKG technical unit across Indonesia. These services, according to Guswanto, are aimed at serving all people's needs on meteorology, climatology, and geophysics info for safe homecoming. In addition, the agency also built some homecoming posts, such as the BMKG headquarters in Jakarta, for operation. Then, the BMKG, along with ministries or institutions, also built some other posts across the homecoming routes. There would also be joint office at Seaport ASDP office in Merak, Banten, and Tanjung Priok, Jakarta. Then, there are 34 coordinator posts whose duty is coordinating at regional level, transportation agency, and regional disaster mitigation agency.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisa Bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa
aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kilohertz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
This Ramadan edition, we are going to take you to Payakumbuh, West Sumatra. In the small town located about 120 kilometers to the north of Padang City, the capital of West Sumatra province, there is a mosque which is full of historical records of the development of the Minang religion. Not far from downtown Payakumbuh, precisely in Balai Nanduo sub-district of West Payakumbuh, an old mosque stands and it was built with a wooden structure. The architecture is typical of the old mosque in Minangkabau. Its name is Godang Koto Nan Ompek Mosque. Godang is the Payakumbuh dialect for the word gadang, which in Minang language means big. Meanwhile, Koto Nan Ompek is the name of the village where it is located. This mosque was built around 1840 on Wakaf land by four people in the Koto Nan Ampe area at that time. They are Datuk Bangso Dirajo Nan Hitam, Datuk Rajo Mantiko Alam, Datuk Paduko Majo Lelo, and Datuk Sinaro Kayo. At that time, moss building materials were collected together by the local residents. This Godang Moss has a rectangular roof shape of a pointed pyramid and three levels of towering steps. The buildings with the basic concept of stilt house has a large pillars as the main support, which stands sideways widening towards the top. This type of building structure is said to have resistance to earthquake shocks like those that often hit this area. Evidently, this mosque building is still able to withstand from dozens of earthquakes that occurred in West Sumatra. In general, this mosque building still keeps maintaining its original structure, including traditional Minangkabau carving ornaments around the wooden walls. It is estimated that the pillars of the mosque are still the same as their original ones. The biggest change is in the roof of the mosque, where the roof was previously covered with fibers. But now, it is replaced with metal roof tiles. One thing that is interesting is that in the courtyard of the mosque, precisely in the front of the mihrab or the west side of the mosque, there is a building as high as 2 meters or more, which at first glance it looks like a monument or temple.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Kau jadi milikku,
dirimu
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Today's miscellany highlights a topic, Balkon Jazz Festival 2022. Listeners, the Balkon Jazz Festival will certainly be back for all music lovers and fans in Indonesia. The second Balkon Jazz Festival in 2022 will be held at the Gasblok Balkon Jazz PNG Karangrejo Venue Borobudur Magelang Central Java on May 14, 2022. The tagline is The Energy That Heals, a tourism destination festival that combines music and MSMEs, is held in the Balkon Jazz area and is expected to be a trigger in promoting local economic potential, especially the location where the Balkon Jazz Festival is held. Bakar Wibowo, founder of Balkon Jazz Festival, hopes that the economic growth in the location and area will continue to grow and develop. Bakar Wibowo added that through this event, it is hoped that it will also support government programs to accelerate the recovery of the creative entertainment industry, national vaccination campaigns, as well as initiate events amid the COVID-19 pandemic. PGN Corporate Secretary Rahmat Hutama stated that with the tagline "The Energy That Heals," the Balkon Jazz Festival can create a positive influence, provide comfort, generate optimism, and heal adversity amid the pandemic, including bringing benefits to the wider community to keep moving and moving forward from the pandemic situation. In the second event, the Balkon Jazz Festival will feature the most popular national artists. The Borobudur area is one of the areas in Magelang Regency Central Java where people can visit many tourism destinations. Besides Borobudur Temple, recently there has been a new tour in the Borobudur area called Gasblok, which is located at the Balkon Jazz PGN Karangrejo. Gasblok as the newest icon of the PGN Karangrejo Balkon Jazz is a manifestation of energy, interaction and collaboration, both environmentally friendly natural gas and the PGN Energy Village, which is unique, beautiful and rich in Indonesian culture. That's Miss Seleni.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam. Perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai meneram. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan tersalib harapan dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life, kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamat.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We are going to play you a song entitled Sakura from Faris RM. The song created by Faris RM and Jimmy Pais is one of Faris RM's top songs. Many Indonesian musicians have rearranged this hit, such as Rosa. So unsurprisingly, the song ranked 9 in the list of 150 top everlasting Indonesian songs, according to a version of Indonesian Rolling Stones in December 2009. Well, listener, here is Faris RM with Sakura.
Senada cinta bersemi di antara kita, menyandang anggunnya peranan jiwa asmara. Terlanjur untuk terhenti di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak ini. Sehidup semati, kian lama kian pasrah ku rasakan jua. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat di peluk asmara.
Thank you.
masih di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak dini, sehidup semati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Nada kasih ku rasakan membara dalam hatiku.
Nada kasih ku ungkapkan dari gejolak hatiku.
Serasa mekar terbit asmara, harum wangi sanubari. Tuhan aku akan selalu menyayangi dirimu. Sungguh
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.